Let us bow our heads in prayer.
谢谢天父给我们这么好的诗歌来表达我们对于你的敬爱。
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful song that shows our love for you.
只有你能够使我们从心里唱出新歌，我们就能给它留下的呐喊。只有你使我们唱歌的时候，我们嘴唇、我们的灵魂都一同欢呼。我们的嘴巴叫起来的猫子的哈子的哈子，感谢你把我们从祸坑里、从阴影中救拔出来。在这个地方，特别来爱儿子的妈妈，把我们的脚放在永恒的磐石上。我们在地上用一千多首的赞歌诗，我们感谢你给我们开了一条又新又活的道路。在这个地方呢，是 New and the Living Road。我们感谢你一生一世无数的用恩惠慈爱随着我们。感谢你归生的喜一切的路过的，我们感谢你用你的话做我们脚前灯，做我们路上的光。感谢你的 lamp and your feet in my path。 我们今天晚上都要用在查考你的话，求主与我们同在。 Let us in the city of where the day is in the presence of us。 我们交托在你的手中，这里听我们的祷告。 Thank you for your hands in the name of your share of prayers。 奉主耶稣的圣名， We love you today。 Amen。
我们今天在继续讲这教会建造的方式。
Today we're going to talk about continuing the theme of establishing of the church.
我们已经讲过那个组织的功能。
We already talked about the way in which we organize.
我们现在要开始来谈谈负责同工的兴起。
I want to talk now about the co-workers and how to raise them up.
主耶稣基督成立了、成就了救恩之后
After Jesus Christ had accomplished our salvation,
他在地上把这个救恩的托付使命放在门徒的身上。
He placed this mission of salvation onto the hearts of the Christians.
他为教会奠定了根基。
He established the foundation of the church.
他把建造教会的责任放在使徒们和后来门徒的身上。
He placed the burden of establishment of a church on the shoulders of the disciples then and the subsequent Christians.
所以与神同工的人就是为主耶稣基督做他工作的人。
And so co-workers with God are co-workers with Christ himself.
那么在这里我们就了解保罗说啊，为基督的身体要他要补满患难的缺欠。
And so Paul said that he was not afraid of sufferings.
为了基督的身体而受苦。
Because of the body of Christ.
那本来这个苦应该是耶稣基督的。
Although originally this suffering should be Jesus Christ.
那但是现在他把这一个放在门徒的身上。
Now this was placed on the shoulders of the disciples.
他不是说我受了苦，你们不受苦，我不甘心。
It's not that if I suffer, you have to also suffer.
主乃是接着这个给我们享受荣耀有一个理由。
Because he gives it to us in order that as we benefit from eternity, there's a reason there.
我们知道得救是没有条件的。
We know that salvation is without condition.
但是得荣耀却是有条件的。
But in order to obtain glory, there is a condition.
我们与基督一同受苦，也必与他一同得荣耀。
As we suffer with the Lord, we will also be glorified with him.
所以为教会做工是一个得荣耀的途径之一。
And so as we work for the church, then this is a way of glorification.
真正的了解这个就不怕为教会做工。
As we really understand this, then we will not be frightened of the serving.
恐怕很多人 apply 还申请不到。
Maybe many people apply and cannot be admitted.
可是现在别的工作申请的人很多，教会的工作申请人很少。
But indeed, actually, now many other jobs, there are a lot of applicants, but not for the church service.
那我们看看所谓教会的负责同工是怎样的一种人呢？
As we look at the Bible, we want to read now how the co-workers and what kind of co-workers they are.
那么如果我们要看工人的话呢，你看在以弗所书第四章十一节就讲到有五种人。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, there are several kinds of people.
那这里说啊，以弗所书四章十一节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Because it says here, there are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
那么这些都是蒙召啊，专啊献身也祈祷传道为事的人。
And these are people who are called to serve.
我们今天啊所着重的，乃是指着地方教会的同工。
And particularly tonight, we will concentrate on talking about the local church and the workers there.
我相信这是我们最切合的需要。
This is our most immediate concern.
在教会的同工里面，圣经里讲到有两种很重要的人物。
In the church and the workers of the church, there are two types of people that are particularly important.
一种人叫做长老。
One is a group is the elders.
这个长老有另外两个名称。
There are also other terms.
又叫做监督，也可以叫做牧师。
Also could be called bishops or pastors.
那我们来看《使徒行传》第二十章。
If we now turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传第二十章。
In Acts chapter 20.
请看第十七节。
Verse 17.
使徒行传二十章十七节，保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。
And Paul, he went from Miletus, he was sent to Ephesus, and he called to him the elders of the church.
这里下面就是他吩咐以弗所长老所讲的一篇话语。
And so here he talks to the elders at Ephesus.
再看二十八节。
And then in verse 28,
那圣灵立你们做全群的监督。
That, the Holy Spirit has made you guardians for the church.
那这里中文翻译叫监督。
Here the Chinese translates this as the bishops.
那么这跟长老是同样的一种人。
And the same meaning as the elders.
那么再练下去呢，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
It says here to take heed to yourselves and to all the flock to feed the church of the Lord which he obtained with his own blood.
所以这些人又是牧养教会的人。
And so these are those who are pastoring the church.
所以这里三个不同的名称其实是指着同样的一种人。
And so there are different kinds of terms are used like shepherding the church.
那么长老是指着他属灵的生命是成熟的。
As we talk about elders, it is talking about their spiritual maturity.
所以不一定是全教会年纪最老的人。
It is not necessarily the oldest by chronological age.
这是我们需要注意。另外，这个监督是指着他们有属灵的权柄。
And bishops talks about their spiritual authority.
那是圣灵立他们的。
And that is the Spirit establishes them.
所以弟兄姊妹应该要服从他们的带领。
And so brothers and sisters are submissive to their leadership.
那么牧养是指着他们属灵的工作而言的。
And shepherding or pastoring is indeed talking about the way in which they are shepherding or pastoring the flock.
那这一种的教会的同工常常都是在教会里面的领袖人物。
And so they are the leaders of the church.
他们对于神的工作有特别的负担。
And so they have special burdens for the work of the church and God's work.
神也给他们在生活、在生命各方面有印证。
And God testifies of them in their life and work.
经过这连服侍主比较资历深的同工的这个印证。
And through the others and experiences and their testimony of them too,
as experience. 案例出来的。
And then they are, the hands are laid upon them.
也是弟兄姊妹所选举出来的。
And that is they are also selected from out of the brothers and sisters.
那这个是大家公认教会里面一些大家所敬爱的人物领袖。
And these are respected leaders from out of the congregation.
那么另外一种人叫做执事。
And then there's another group of persons called the deacons.
那我们今天练到《使徒行传》第六章，那里就是选出七个执事来。
And then in Acts chapter 6, it talks about the selection of the seven deacons.
那这个执事这个名字的意思就是执行命令的人。
That is, the deacons are those who are carrying out the orders.
换句话讲，就是一个仆人。
That is, they are servants.
一讲到这里，所以很多人总以为这个执事的地位比长老要低一点。
And so some people might feel that therefore the deacons, their role is subordinate to that of the elders.
所以常常说，我已经做了执事五年了，什么时候升长老？
So they may say that I've been a deacon for 5 years now. When will I be promoted to an elder?
那么长老要怎么升上去呢？
And then where would the elders be promoted?
那这种观念都是世俗的观念。
And these are just the worldly types of concepts.
那要紧，我们知道这个执事是指着对谁做仆人而言。
And we must understand what the deacons are. Whose servants are they?
他不是人的仆人，乃是主的仆人。
They are not man's servants, but they are the Lord's servants.
他为了做主的仆人而做人的仆人。
Because they are the Lord's servants, so they are the man's servants.
连保罗和巴拉巴，他也称自己是执事。
Even Paul and Barnabas, they call themselves the servants or deacons.
连主耶稣基督也是神的执事。
And Jesus Christ himself was a deacon or servant of God.
我们来看哥林多前书第三章第五节。
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5.
哥林多前书三章五节，阿波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的引道，你们相信。
And it says here, what then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed as the Lord assigned to each.
还有罗马书第十五章第八节。
And then Romans chapter 15, verse 8.
罗马书第十五章第八节
Verse 8
我说基督为神真理做了受隔离人的执事要证明所应许列祖的话
For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs
所以这一个名称并不含着什么卑微的意思在其中
It doesn't, this term doesn't show anything regarding social status.
乃是指说他们终日忙碌有一个侍奉的对象。
That is, every day as they are busy serving, they have a goal.
我相信这个是在人世之间一个最荣耀的职分。
And this is a very glorious position to be in.
通常人把名片递出去总有很高的头衔。
And when people give you a visiting card, they may have a very high terms describing them.
他有多高的头衔，他就写多高。
With whatever high the titles are, they would use those titles.
从前我在大学里面有个同学，他名片递过来是某某报社社长。
And so once I had a friend who gave me a card and says, "This is newspaper a publisher."
实际上他的报纸就是一个人。
Actually, it was only a one-man show.
但是他要把这个掌一弄出去，人家就很敬仰了。
But if he said he was chief of that newspaper, then everybody would respect him very much.
那保罗的名片就是基督耶稣的仆人。
And Paul's visiting card was that he was Jesus Christ's servant.
这是他最大的荣耀。
And this is his greatest glory.
那么关于这个怎么样子选举这个执事跟长老。方式上圣经没有什么样的记载
There's no specific way of a selection of elders and deacons in the Bible
那但是它的原则呢圣经就是有很明显的个记载
But there are principles that are clearly described in the Bible
那你看见使徒行传那里彼得讲到有三方面的要求
And in Acts there are three aspects of these requirements
那你说有好名声被圣灵充满智慧充足的人
and these people are of good repute full of the spirit and of wisdom
那这个好名声是指着他的生活和品格而言
and good repute means of his character and of his way of life
这是摆在第一个要求上
And so this is the first qualification that is described.
第二个要求就是灵性的要求,
the second qualification is a spiritual qualification.
圣灵充满,
that is, they are full of the Holy Spirit. 有美好的灵性, and they have a they are full of the Spirit.
那么第三个要求就是有智慧充足, 就是有办事的才能。
That is, the third qualification is they are full of wisdom. That is, they have administrative and performance types of wisdom.
那这三个要求实际上在提摩太前书第三章那里又再一次的出现。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3, again, it describes these qualifications.
不过呢,就比较更具体的列明出来。
But then they are more specifically described.
我们来看。 是提摩太前书第三章第一节念起。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1, it says,
一直念到第十三节。
Up to verse 13.
我们一起来念。
Let us read it together.
人若想要得监督的职分, 就是羡慕善工, 这大是可信的。 着天主的必须无可指责，只着一个夫人的丈夫，有节制、自守、端庄，乐意接待远人，善于教导，不因酒滋事，不打人，只要温和，不生气，不贪财，好好管理自己的家。 使儿女凡事端庄顺服，人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？出入教的人不可做监督，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。监督也必须在教外有好名声，恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网罗里。 做自事的也是如此，宜须端庄，不以口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财，要存清洁的良心，不守真道的奥秘。这等人也要先受试验，若没有可责之处，然后叫他们所执事。女士也是如此，必须端庄，不说谗言，有节制，凡事忠心。 执事只要做一个夫人的丈夫，好好管理自己和自己的家，因为善做执事的，就自己到了美好的地步，并且在基督耶稣里的真道上大有胆量。那这里你看见长老也好，执事也好，似乎要求都是差不多的。
It seems here the qualifications for deacons or for elders are rather similar.
不过长老是注重在属灵的教导上。
But the elders, the concentration is on the teaching aspects of the spiritual maturity.
那么这个执事呢，是指多半是指中事务的这个安排和管理上。
And the deacons are more have more emphasis on the organizational aspects.
我们晓得，像那些使徒。 彼得和约翰原来都是周游各方来传福音的。
We know that Peter, Paul, and John, they went to many places to preach the gospel.
他们所以叫做有使命的人就是使徒。
And they had a mission, and they were called apostles.
这样的人是不属于一个教会的。
And they were not particularly associated with any church.
但是到了他们年老的时候，他们再跑不动了。
And then, but as they were older and they did not travel as much,
他们就在一个地方教会就安置下来。
Then they stayed in a local church.
所以后来呢，彼得也做了教会的长老，那么这个约翰也做了教会的长老。
And Peter became an elder in the church, and so did John.
在教会里面负责那个属灵教导的工作。
So they were in the church and had the responsibility of teaching in the local church.
那么现在这些的要求。 是怎么样子把它归类起来呢？
How do we separate the different functions here?
我们首先看见这个长老和执事必须是在这个生命上很成熟。
In categorizing the qualifications, we must understand the bishop must be spiritually mature.
以至于在外邦人和信徒们的中间有 好的名声,
and outside or inside the church, they should be of good repute.
没有人可以明显的指出他有什么错误来。
So no one can have a specific thing in which they could accuse them of.
那所以在这人的品行上就可以流露出那个成熟的那个印记。
And in their conduct, they must show their spiritual maturity.
那这里讲到他们有节制，能够自守。
And here it says they should be temperate and sensible.
又温柔又不争竞。
And they're hospitable and they are not quarrelsome.
并且他们不饮酒滋事，也不打人。
And they're not drunkards, and they are the people who beat other people up.
这一些你都看见，他们虽然是有自己的性格，但是能够控制自己的性格。
They have their own characters, and they can control their own characters.
他也可以喝酒，但是呢，不会醉酒。
If they drink wine, they would not get drunk.
那在脾气发的时候呢，他能够不伸手打人。
As they have their tempers, they will not beat other people.
那这都是一个成熟的人，一个能够控制自己的人的一个表现。
It's a mature person, a manifestation of that who can control himself.
你想一个人自己都控制不了，他怎么能管理别人？
If a person cannot even control himself, how can he have administrative responsibilities over other people?
那么除了这个之外，还有一个好的家庭。
And then there's a good household, good family.
那是做一个夫人的丈夫。
And is the husband of one wife.
在从前的时候，这是不大容易的事，因为是男人的世界。
In the past, it wasn't as easy since that was a male-dominated society.
那现在这个时代慢慢也不是很容易的。
Now in the current age, it is also not that easy.
那么这表明什么？这表明是个爱情专一的人。
That is, this person has one in his love.
他这样对于他妻子的爱影响了他整个的家庭。
As he loves his wife, it influences his family.
所以能够善于管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。
So again, he manages his own household, and that everything in his household will be in order.
所以向自己的家庭是负责任的。
That is, he's responsible to his own family.
这样的人才会向教会负责任。
And so then he can be responsible also to the church.
圣经里说，一个人不能管理自己家，他绝对不能管理神的教会。
So if a man cannot handle his own household, how can he care for God's church?
那这一个判断，我相信是非常正确的。
I think this kind of determination is a very accurate determination.
那不但这样，他的家庭还可以开放的。
And then also his home can be opened up.
可以说是能够乐意接待远人。
As a willing to receive people from afar.
有很多人来做礼拜，你到他家去，他不大欢迎。
A lot of people, they come to church, but to go to one's home, they are not that welcome.
因为他有难言之隐。
Because they may have some peculiarities.
因为或者是太太很凶啦，或者太太不满意啦。
Because maybe the wife is very fierce, or the Thai wife is not very willing.
或者他的家像垃圾桶一样啦。
Or the home is full of garbage.
那因此你去的话呢，把他的秘密都揭穿了。
Because then if you go to their home, then all the secrets are out.
但是一个人的家庭能够开放，这个家庭是不大简单的。
In order to open up one's home, it's not easy to do that.
我做传道人常常住在很多人的家里。
As a preacher, I have lived in many homes.
有些人的家住一天，我赶快跑。
There are families that I can only live one day and I have to leave quickly.
那虽然他的这个弟兄是很愿意接待我。
Even though the brother may be very willing to have me there.
但是我看了太太跟他孩子的样子，我怕死了。
But I see the wife and the children, I really am very scared.
虽然这个弟兄很热情啊，我说哎呀，谢谢了，我以后再来或者不来了。
Although the brother is very hospitable, I say, maybe I'll come back again or not come back again.
那这里看见是不是这个那个乐意接待远人呢？这全个家庭啊，都有一个爱客人的心。
And so the whole family has a love of strangers and visitors.
你晓得在 使徒的时代，这是一个很重要的侍奉。
In the time of the apostles, this was a very important type of ministry.
因为那时是教会受逼迫的时候。
Because that was a time in which the church was under persecution.
好多弟兄姊妹为了信主被犹太人赶出去了。
A lot of Christians are because they had believed in the Lord and they were driven out of the Jews.
有些人是倾家荡产了，没有地方可以居住。
Some of them, the whole family was in turmoil and there was no place in which they could stay.
但是这里教会有一些人愿意接待他，不是一天两天，可能是很长时期的。
And yet there were people in the church who were willing to receive them to families, and not only just for a day, but maybe for long times.
一点也不做难，是乐意接待，这是不简单。
This was very willing and not unwillingly.
所以就看见这是全家人都有一个爱主和爱人的心。
And so the whole family had a love of the Lord and a love of people.
这不是证明这一家的人的灵性有相当的基础吗？
Of course, this reflects the spiritual maturity of that particular family also.
那么第三个就是有好的榜样。
And then the third is that they are good examples.
那在这些衣服的装饰上、言行上都能够做信徒的好榜样。
In the clothing and in their style of actions, they are good examples for the Christians.
这有点好像旧约时代的大祭司或者祭司是一样。
Maybe there's some similarity to the Old Testament high priests or priests.
说这蓬头散发的人不能做祭司。
People with a very messy hairstyle maybe would not be acceptable.
那这个衣服奇奇怪怪的也不宜做教会的负责弟兄或姊妹。
Maybe a wild clothing styles
would
not be acceptable either.
他一站上去，人家都看他的衣服，不看他到底要做什么了。
Because when he stands up, people will be looking at his clothes and not what he's doing.
那在聚会的这一个事情上也做信徒的榜样。
And so in these aspects, he is also an example for the Christians.
我常发现有好多时候来教会弟兄姊妹来聚会的时间比负责的人更准时。
A lot of times I go to churches and I find out that the brothers and sisters are even more punctual in their timing than those leaders of the church.
参加祷告会的时候，负责的人反而不到。
And when I attend prayer meetings, a lot of times the leadership isn't there.
那这样子不是一个很好的见证。
And this is not a good testimony.
我们这个做负责的弟兄，总要在凡事上做信徒的好榜样。
And so the leadership should always be a good example in all things for the Christians.
所以要守时，要守信用。
And they should be punctual. They should be faithful. Keep their promises.
对于这个真理的认识上也要树立一个追求的好榜样。
In the understanding of spiritual truth, they should have this desire to seek after and be a good example.
在圣经的认识上应该比一般的弟兄姊妹要更深入更清楚。
In the understanding of the scriptures, they should have a deeper understanding of the scriptures.
那另外呢，在金钱的奉献上也要做信徒的好榜样。
And in the giving and offering, they should also be good examples to the other Christians.
那这一些都不是可以忽略的事情。
And these are not things in which we can slight.
那么到底我们应该怎么样来选这些人呢？
And then how are we to select these people?
今天吃饭的时候有人问起这方面的问题。
As we're eating, someone asked this kind of question.
那一般讲起来，现在有几种不同的方式。
And nowadays there are different kinds of ways to do this.
第一种我们常见的就是自愿的方式。
And the most common way that we see is people offer themselves.
凡是有感动的都可以来侍奉。
Those are willing to serve can serve.
这个有相当的好处。
There are a lot of good points about this.
有来侍奉的人都是有负担的人。
Those who come to serve, they indeed have a burden.
在这个一个地方聚会开始的时候，也许这是一个相当常有的方法。
In a place where they're beginning to have meetings, this is a very common way of doing it.
因为在那个时间也没有传道人，谁来开始工作呢？当然是有感动的人开始了。
And there are no preachers that come around, and so of course it is those that have a burden who start the work.
那么，但是到一个聚会人数增多，或者是这个时间长久之后呢？
But as the numbers increase and after a period of time,
那似乎这一个方法就有它的缺陷出现。
And then there are some deficiencies in this way.
好多人的负担慢慢就减少了。
Because many people, their burdens have diminished.
或者是离开了。
Or maybe they have left.
新来的人他就觉得一直他都没有负担，一直那几个人有负担。
And then the new people, maybe they don't have much burden, and only the old people have the burden.
所以这些人一走了，这个整个的聚会就垮掉。
And then as those people leave, and then the meetings collapse.
那还有一个困难，就是我说过能够容易造出一个混乱的现象。
Another way in which there can be confusion and problems.
谁有负担呢？如果有一些人别有用心的说，我也有负担。
And it may be that when we announce whoever has burden, then some people say, well, I have the burden.
他一时能够用外表的热心能够瞒住一些弟兄姊妹。
And they may have their external enthusiasm, and it may cloud the other people's
judgment. 以后呢，就把整群的聚会就带到一个错误的方向。
And they may lead the whole meeting into a wrong way.
因为没有一个监督或者是这个限制的这个方法。
Because there's no way in which one could limit or control it.
所以一有了问题就有破坏，很难收拾挽回。
And then if there's a problem and there's it's very difficult to bring it back.
另外一种的方式就是有传道人来开始。
Another way in which is for a preacher to come and start the work.
他来寻找一些负责的人来负担教会的工作。
He might come and select some workers for the church.
那这一个好处也是有的。
And there are some good points here.
因为牧师找的或者传道人找的都是能够跟他同工的。
And so as a pastor or the preacher comes and selects those who can work with him.
所以就能够容易配搭。
And it's easier to work together.
那么可以同一心灵同一脚踪。
And they may have a similarity in their desires and similar in their footprints.
但是有他的困难。
But then there are difficulties too.
信徒一般弟兄姊妹好像觉得是牧师开了一般店。
And then many Christians think that, well, the preacher has just come to open shop.
他们不过是顾客而已。
And that we're just customers.
觉得不够民主，因此他们对于教会就没有亲切感。
And they feel it's not democratic enough, and therefore they don't feel intimate with the church.
那还有一个危险呢？
Another danger is,
如果这个传道人或者负责弟兄有私心，
and this preacher is partial,
他对于钱财或对于什么一些败坏的行为有计划的话，
maybe he has some special motivations, particularly towards money,
就很难把他这个错误纠正过来。
And it may be very difficult to change his errors.
甚至于很难发现他有这个错误。
And it might be even very difficult to find out his errors.
因为这个账都是或者太太管或者儿子管。
Maybe the accounts are handled by his wife or child.
那么你怎么知道他有毛病呢？
And how can you know if there's a problem?
所以这样的方式也不是很合适的。
And this kind of way is not necessarily very good either.
那么第三种的方式就是最民主了。
And another way is a democratic way.
就大家一起来选举。
And everybody gets together to vote.
那选出来大家都说我们选出来的，所以我们很舒服了。
And so we all elected someone, and so we're all very comfortable with it.
但是也有它的困难。
But yet there are also difficulties here.
因为我们弟兄姊妹之间的来往到底不是很深入。
And because the communication between brothers and sisters may not be very deep.
最多我们能够认识少数几个他实在的光景。
We may only be able to know a few of the brothers and sisters and what their condition is.
但有的时候好像有一些人外表上你看得不错。
And some people externally you look at them and they seem as if they're all right.
譬如说到一个聚会的时候他站起来讲几句话。
Maybe at a service they will get up and say a few words.
真是讲得头头是道啊。
And they may speak with great logic.
你会觉得是一表人才。
And this is a really talented person.
那么还有一些人呢他这个长得比较漂亮或者高大一点。
And some may look more beautiful and they are big and tall.
或者是他有钱一点。
Or maybe they are more wealthy.
或者是他有学问一点。
Maybe they are more well educated.
那么这些都是人很被吸引的东西。
And people are attracted to these things.
所以你去试试看是要在选举的时候有这么一些人出现再讲几句话他的票数一定很多。
And at these particular meetings, these people will particularly get the more better votes.
但是到底它里面的情形怎么样我们不知道以后呢教会在这些人手里面就有了很大的问题。
And we don't really know what their spiritual condition is and there will be problems subsequently.
那弟兄姊妹到底怎么办呢
And so what are we to do?
三样方法都有毛病。
All these three methods, there are problems.
那我个人甚至到今天还不觉得找到一个十全十美的办法。
I still have not found a perfect way of handling this.
那现在就稍微把我认为好像比较少错的办法来介绍一下。
I would just like to introduce the way in which I feel that it's maybe has less deficiencies.
那在因为我按照我自己在教会工作的经验。
Based on the experience that I've had in working in the church,
因为是自己是开始的
because I had started a church,
所以就有很多摸索的过程
and so there were many things which I went through.
最初的时候呢，我们虽然说有负担的人一起来侍奉
so at first, although we asked for those who had a burden to serve,
但后来我们觉得应该有更多的人参加侍奉。
And then afterwards, we felt that we needed more people to serve.
所以就开会来选举了。
And we had a meeting in which to select them.
因为我是在美国，所以很注重民主。
Because we were in America, then we were more concentrating on the democratic way.
没有想到那一天要选举的时候来了很多的人。
But on the day of the election, then many people came.
平常也不大聚会的人，那天又来了，并且很活动。
They normally do not come to church, and on that particular day, they came and they were very active.
因此在聚会的时候也讲话，也表示这个意见。
And in the meeting, they would get up and they gave their opinions.
这些不讲话的人，就说这些讲话的都是不错的。
And those people who didn't say much, they said, oh, these people who are talking, they're pretty good.
所以就把这几些爱讲话有地位的人就选出来了。
And so these people were more vocal, who had a higher social standing, they were elected.
后来发现有几个很糟糕的。
And then a few that really had problems.
所以后来在侍奉上并没有很大的益处。
And in the service, there wasn't much benefit.
那只有用两个方法。
And so there were two ways in which we used it.
一个方法就是好好的交通，多多的教导。
One was to have lots of fellowship and lots of teaching.
那到了一个地步，他没有很大的改变，有个补救的方法，最多做两年。
And so after a while, we didn't see much improvement, so we made a limit to the time of service.
所以做了两年呢，要重新考虑过。
And so after 2 years, it was a reconsideration.
现在呢，我就反过来了。
And now I've come to the other side.
独裁的办法。
And then sort of a dictatorship.
Yeah, 我就跟那些弟兄姊妹说，你们认识弟兄姊妹不够深入。
And I said that, well, you don't know the brothers and sisters that well.
所以我想我来提名，你们来选举。
And I said, well, I will nominate and then you will elect.
我就把为什么这样告诉他们。
And I said, I told them the reasons why I did this.
我说这提这些名，你们可以提意见。
After I nominate these names, then you can give your opinions.
没有提名的，你认为可以的，你也可以提意见。
And if those who are not nominated by me and you feel something about them, you could also put in their names.
感谢神呢，那些弟兄姊妹都还赞成我独裁。
And I just thank the Lord that the brothers and sisters did agree to this form of dictatorship.
那后来呢，这个方法就用了一两年，也是不错。Yeah.
And I use this for 1 or 2 years, and it seemed to be okay.
可是到了人更加多的时候，我们觉得不能再用这个办法。
But then, as we found more and more people, then we found that we could not use this method either.
因为我认识的人虽然是比较多，也不一定全面的。
And because the people that I knew were, although more than others maybe, but I didn't know all of them.
所以就有一个提名委员会了。
And so then there was a nominating committee.
有传道人。
And then there was the preacher.
有这个长执会里面的弟兄姊妹。
And there was a deacon's group of their representatives.
那么再加上一位信徒代表。
And then there was a representative from the Christians.
大家组成一个联合的提名委员会。
So there was a combined nominating committee.
就按照圣经的这一些的原则来加以考核。
And then we use a biblical principles to do the selection or nomination.
所有这些人要一致通过。
And all of them had to be unanimous in their decision.
那么在这些条件的审核里面看得见的，我们当然很慎重。
And then we were very serious about this matter.
但是有些看不见的呢，我们怎么办法能够考核呢？
And then what about the problems that we did not see?
那譬如说这个奉献的榜样，我们怎么知道呢？
How could we see what the example was for offering?
我们教会传道人也不管钱，只是除了一个司库之外，其他都不管钱。
Apart from one of the deacons that handles the treasury, no one else knows about the accounts.
但是我们也觉得这是一个相当重要的因素。
But we felt that this was also an important factor.
在主耶稣的讲话里面，把马门跟他神呢来同等并列。
And in the description by Christ, he also described Mammon as a god.
那因此，这一个人拜马门的这种心理也是相当普遍。
And that is many people who do worship Mammon, the god of money.
所以我们在别的东西都考核清楚之后。
So after examining all these different angles,
我们就跟那个司库跟会计说。
So we talked to the treasurer.
你是知道这个人实在奉献的情形。
You know the situation of their offering.
别的我们都觉得是不错了。
We all feel the others are all right.
但是这一点我们不知道。
But we do not know this situation.
你是知道的。
And you know that.
所以我们提他的名。
And so then we are nominating this name.
做到我们的那一部分来。
We have done our bit.
如果你觉得怀疑啊，你也通过，神找你算账，不找我们算账。
But if you also approve and you know, then you are accountable to God.
那这个不是一个开玩笑的事。
This is not something which is a laughable matter.
如果一个人在教会里别的都表现很好，在金钱上确实有毛病啊，这是很大的虚假。
And although he may be manifested in other aspects in a very excellent way, but if he is not doing the right thing in his offering, then this is a great problem too.
那这是一个很严重的毛病。
This is a very serious problem.
里头一定是有相当贪爱钱财的心。
This must be a problem with love of money.
所以你必须要慎重地考虑你有否决权。
And so we said that you must be very serious about this and you have a veto power.
好吧，如果他也通过了。
If he also approves,
我们就再做一件工作。
Then we do one additional thing.
就是跟这些提名的人个别交通。
We have an individual fellowship with the person that is nominated.
我们现在要提你的名，你自己祷告有没有负担？这是神给你一个机会，你愿不愿意？
We have nominated you. We would like you to know that you should go and pray about this and whether you do have this burden or not.
你要愿意的话，如果选上了，你应该做到什么什么什么事。
If you are willing and you're elected, then you should be doing this kind of a function.
你好好去祷告。
You should pray very well.
两个礼拜以后，你来报告。
In 2 weeks, you can come back and report on this.
那么当他回答说我也愿意的时候。
And when the reply is that I'm willing,
我们还没有完的。
And we're not finished with this.
我们要把他的名字，把他侍奉的经验，他现在做什么，用一张纸写下来。
And we like to write out what his experience has been and what his present condition is.
在
write it out.
选举之前两个礼拜寄给每一个会友。
So in 2 weeks before the selection, we would send this out to all the congregation,
让他们为这个选举的事祷告。
So that they would also pray about this selection.
为这一些人祷告。
See how what people God would want them to select.
同时也在教会的布告板上把他们的名字都贴出来。
And then we'll also place his name on the bulletin board of the church.
以后呢，弟兄姊妹觉得对于某一个人有问题，他可以提反对的意见。
And if anybody feels that there's a particular problem with any of the ones that are nominated, they can voice their opinions.
所以到选举的时候，大家对于 该选谁是已经有一个概念。
And so at the time of the election, most people already had some idea of who they were going to elect.
而不是匆匆忙忙的随便画个名字就算数。
And so this was not a hurried affair where they just randomly pick someone.
感谢神，这样子选出来弟兄姊妹，按我个人看是相当靠得住。
I thank the Lord that this way seems to be quite a reliable way.
所以在过往的几年，在波士顿的教会聚会里面，这是教会里面最核心的人物。
And so in the service of the church in Boston, this has really been very appropriate.
在他们的劳苦之中，实在神祝福他们，也祝福教会一切的事工。
In their toils, indeed, God has blessed them and blessed the church.
是不是时间到？好，我们现在就稍微的来提一提这个教会的聚会。
And then we'd like to mention about the services, the meetings of the church.
这也是我们需要我现在还忘记讲一点。
I'd like to add one other point too.
我们知道教会的这些负责的弟兄和姊妹。
We want to know that the responsible people in the church.
实在是一些非常可爱的人物。
These are lovable people.
是我们教会的柱子。
And they are the pillars of the church.
或可以说，这一些弟兄姊妹如果忠心侍奉神，比我们这些传道人可以说更值得敬佩。
If they're dedicated and serving the Lord, they should be more respected than the preacher.
按人看起来，他们没有什么物质上的好处。
And from a human point of view, they have no material benefits from this.
但是他们确实有许多的批评和不满。倒在他们的身上。
There are a lot of criticisms and complaints that are lodged against them.
这样子的观念，我们晓得是不正确的。
We know that this is not a normal kind of situation.
我常发现很多的教会长老执事做了一次以后，他就灰心丧胆。
I see that many elders and deacons and churches, after they've served for a year, they have become very discouraged.
因为有的地方做的不够理想，或者有的地方做忽略了。
Because they may do things which are not as ideal, or they may have missed some things.
以至于成为众信徒攻击的对象。
And so they are attacked by the Christians.
那这样子是弟兄姊妹完全不知道尊重这些侍奉神的人。
And so the brothers and sisters have not learned to respect these God's servants.
这是好多人在那里向我诉苦的所说的。
So a lot of times they come and. Complain to me about this.
那圣经里告诉我们，一般弟兄姊妹应该怎么对待他们呢？
And the Bible does tell us how we should treat these people.
我们请看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
We turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5,
第十二节
，verse 12.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十二节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12.
弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的，又因他们所做的工，用爱心格外尊重他们。你们也要彼此和睦。
But we beseech you, brethren, to respect those who labor among you and who are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work.Be at peace among yourselves.
在这些弟兄姊妹的态度上，一方面要敬重，一方用爱心来体谅他们。
You know, attitude, we should be respectful of them and we should love them.
我相信这样子的话，有一些的错误，我们就不是批评，乃是随时的提醒和扶持。
And so we won't have any errors because we would be supportive of them and if we might be reminding them of some of the problems instead of criticizing them.
没有什么人他做事会从来不发生错误的。
There's no one who will perform something without a mistake.
只有一种人他不会犯错误。
There's only one type of person who does not commit a mistake.
就是不做事的人。
That is those people who do not do anything.
那教会里面做事越多的人，当然他有错误的可能。
As more people serving the church, and of course, there will be more mistakes made too.
那么我们除掉这种敬重之外，在第二种情形之下，我们还要进一步做一样事情。
So after respecting them, there's also one other thing that we need to do.
那就是在提摩太前书第五章第十七节所告诉我们的。
In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17, it tells us.
提 提摩太前书五章十七节，那善于管理教会的长老当以配受加倍的供奉，那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此，因为经上说，留在场上采谷的时候不可拢住他的嘴，又说工人得工价是应当的。
Verse 17 in 1 Timothy 5, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox when it is treading out the grain, and the laborer deserves his wages.
所以对于这个治理教会的人，不但有爱心的体谅之外，还应该有实际行动来表示我们对他们的感激。
Not only do we love them in our attitudes, we have some specific responsibility towards them.
那么对于这个全时间传道的呢，当然要在生活上加以供应。
So in those who are full-time workers, of course, one has to support them financially.
那当然对于那些不是全时间带着职业传道的呢，也应该有一点行为上的表示。
And then even to those who have their own secular jobs, there's also a responsibility to give them some offering too.
我们不知道你们这地方几个教会的人对于长老执事有个什么具体行动表示吧。
I don't know if any of you have any specific giving to elders and deacons.
啊，总觉得他们是理所当然的。
We always think that they should be doing what they're doing.
我觉得这个是不是很合乎圣经，对不对？
I don't know that this is entirely a scriptural.
那至少有的时候开会向他表示一下感谢，这也是很好的。
Sometimes in meetings, to give them some sort of thanks is, seems good.
一点点的鼓励给他们带来很大的这个安慰。
And with some encouragement, it may be a great comfort to them.
我们不要做一个人做到一个地步，疏灵到连感谢都不会。
Let us not be so spiritual that we do not even thank people.
那么下面我们讲到聚会的问题。
Then we want to talk about meetings.
那首先我们讲到主日的聚会。
First, we like to talk about the Sunday service.
有些人以为主日聚会就是旧约的安息日的聚会。
Some people think that the Sunday service is the Sabbath service.
实际上我们知道不是同样的一件事。
Actually, it is not the same thing.
这个安息日是从什么时候开始的呢？
When did the Sabbath become instituted?
就是主创造了万物完成之后第七天他就安息了。
When the Lord created the world on the seventh day, he rested.
这个意思不是说到了七天的时候他做得太累他就睡觉了。
It is not that God was so tired after six days that he went to sleep.
所以一直睡到现在。
And he's sleeping till now.
那其实呢，是讲他创造万物的功呢，都已经做成了，没有什么可以加的了，圆满了。
And it is that after he's completed his creative acts, it was a complete and perfect act, and this was finished.
那后来神就要犹太人来守安息日。
And he wanted the Jews to respect and honor the Sabbath.
那就是让全世界的人知道这个民族啊是属于这天上的神的。
So that all the world would know that this nation is of God.
所以这是一个分别出来的一个见证。
And this is a testimony of their separation.
那当然，这也为了人的益处。
And this is also for the benefit of man.
好，让人和牲畜有一天不做工，在那里得着安舒。
So man and beast might on that day, but particularly have a day of rest.
但是这种创造的安息后来就失落了。
And this day of rest after creation, this is now gone.
因为人一犯了罪呢，神的心就不安息了。
Because after man has sinned, God is no longer at rest.
有哪一个父母看见了儿女在病中，他能够安息在那里睡大觉呢？
Because when a father or a parent sees a child who is sick, he cannot be at rest.
所以主耶稣到地上来的时候，常常在安息日治病。
And so when Jesus was on earth, he constantly healed on the Sabbath day.
他说，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
Yes, my father has been working to this day, and I also work.
啊，做什么事呢？就要做救赎罪人从痛苦里面出来的事。
And his work is to work to save sinners from out of their misery.
那因此我们所按照这意义来守安息日呢，这实在是没有它的意义。
Because nowadays, there really is not such a meaning to honor the Sabbath.
啊，为什么我们要守主日呢？
And why are we honoring the Sunday?
因为这是另外一个安息的开始。
Because as we're honoring the Lord's Day, this is a new beginning.
主耶稣基督被钉十字架，在七日的第一日从死里复活了。
Because Jesus Christ, when he was crucified on the cross, he rose up on the first day of the week.
所以这救赎的大功已经完成了。
So that in the work of salvation, it is completed.
人如果接受这个工作，他可以得着啊，从罪里面释放的安息。
If man accepts this work, then he can be freed and be at rest from sin.
所以这是一个旧的结束，是一个新的开始。
It is a conclusion of the old and the beginning of the new.
因此，你看见在新月的时候，每一次主显现。常常都是在主日向门徒显现。
So we see that many times when the Lord Jesus manifested himself after his resurrection, he manifested himself on the Sunday.
那最明显的，我们知道复活节的日时是主日。
And then we know, of course, the day of resurrection is on the Lord's day.
以后主复活了，差不多每到一个主日就向门徒显现。
And the Lord Jesus manifested himself after the resurrection on many first days.
记载在约翰福音二十章第一节。
In John chapter 20, verse 1.
十九节。
In verse 19.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
那这是三处都是讲到主日的事。
And these are always talking about the Lord's day.
另外啊，使徒约翰在拔摩的海岛上。
And then we see that John on the island of Patmos
也是主在主日的时候来向他显现。
God, the Lord Jesus also manifested himself to him on a Sunday.
那启示录第一章第十节。
In Revelation chapter 1 verse
第十节
10.
那么到了门徒以后，这个新约时代教会的聚会呢，也常常是在主日。
And then in the early church, they are often met together on the Lord's Day.
不错于啊，保罗有时候在安息日进了犹太人的会堂。
Indeed, Paul still went at times on the Sabbath into the synagogues.
他乃是趁着犹太人聚集的时候向他们传福音的缘故。
He went in there because it was at the time in which the Jewish people were meeting, and so he could preach to them.
但是新约圣经告诉我们，啊，门徒们聚会自己聚会的时候。通常都是在主日的时候。
But in the New Testament, it talks about the Christians and their meetings together. They were often on the Lord's Day.
那在这一天里面，信徒才能够真正的应着主的救恩，得着心灵的安息。
And indeed, in this time, they can only the Christians can get together and have the rest that comes from being saved by the Lord.
如果从这一个角度来说呢，啊，可以说是与旧约安息日有一点点相同的意思。
And from this particular aspect, there might be a similarity with the Sabbath day.
那么在这一天，门徒做什么事呢？
And what do they do on this day?
那在使徒行传第二十章第七节，我们可以看一看。
In Acts chapter 20, verse 7.
使徒行传二十章第七节
Acts 20 verse 7
七日的第一日我们聚会薄饼的时候保罗因为次日要起行就与他们讲论直到半夜
On the first day of the week when we were gathered together to break bread Paul talked with them intending to depart on the morrow and he prolonged his speech until midnight
他们在那里薄饼在那里聚会当然包括唱诗祷告这等等还有讲道
They were meeting together, they were breaking bread, they were preaching.
啊，并且那一天讲道讲得很长。
And that night, the sermons were very long.
一直讲到半夜去了。
Even up to midnight.
那也像今天这里人一样，讲到听到会打瞌睡。
And like today, there might be people who are falling off asleep.
啊，但是没有楼啊，还好，没有人摔下去。
But fortunately, there's not some elevation there that somebody can fall off.
那一天呢，这是这个一个少年人打瞌睡从楼上摔下去，摔死掉。
There was a young man who dozed off and fell off and died.
幸亏那一天是保罗在场，我在就糟糕。
Fortunately, it was Paul that was there, not myself, but there was to be a problem.
神也不让我们这里有一个楼。
Yeah. God would not want us to have an elevation here either.
保罗为他祷告，把他救活过来。
And Paul prayed for him and saved him.
那么哥林多前书十六章第二节那里讲到也有奉献的事。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, it talks about offering.
那在以弗所书那里第五章也讲到有唱诗有赞美这样的事。
In Ephesians it tells about singing and praising also.
所以你看与我们今天这种情形是有相似的地方。
And so there are similarities to what we're doing at the present.
那我们今天在主日聚会的时候我们啊可以从这个内容上效法使徒们的榜样。
And so on the Lord's Day, as we meet together, we can emulate some of the things which the disciples did at that time.
不过我觉得我们好多时候来主日聚会啊，光是存着一个听道的心，却不是完全啊正确的。
But when we think about we come to services and we just have the attitude of listening to preaching, that is not exactly correct.
其实主日聚会是归给主的，要向主敬拜、感恩、赞美啊，奉献也是一个很重要的内容。
But on a Sunday service, it is particularly important to remember our praises, our worship, our offering to the Lord.
所以这六天是神赐福给我们的时候啊，头一天是让我们奉献敬拜的时候。
And the 6 days, the beginning of the week, we have a time which we can offer and praise our praises to Him.
所以好多人都是到讲道的时候再来。
Many people, they just come at the time of preaching.
啊，不要紧啊，讲道时间没有到，迟一点去。
And they may check their times and say, oh, well, the preacher is not beginning to preach until what time?
那这样子的心与主日聚会是格格不入。
And so this is incompatible with the true meaning of the worship of the service there.
以至于那个讲道讲得不好了，我看礼拜堂的人都跑掉了。
And so if the preaching is not good, then people don't come to church.
那因为我们没有把主放在面前呢，所以就觉得一切的秩序都是多余的。
And so because we do not place the Lord Jesus in the center there, so we think that everything else is just secondary.
如果在那一天我们是敬拜去的。那一天的聚会对于你有另外的意思。
But if we go that day in order to worship, then we have a special way and attitude.
那在这个带领主日聚会方面呢，实际上也是很重要的一环。
And in order to lead the Sunday service, it is also an important task.
好多人做招待也不像个招待的样子。
A lot of people are ushers, but they're not really doing the job of ushering.
不让人觉得到神的面前来的那种喜乐，那种啊，那种啊热烈的气氛。
They do not feel, they do not make people welcome, and they do not make people feel that it's a great joy to come to worship.
在开始聚会之前呢，你喊我喊，大家这里吵成一团。
And at the beginning of the service, people are shouting and talking to one another.
那还有人呢，就是你看做了主席啊，一上去就是懒洋洋的，那个样子就让人心里发沉。
A lot of people who are chairing the meetings, they go up in a very sloppy way, and it really is discouraging.
就连那个弹琴的也是很要紧啊。
And the pianist is also very important.
你看这个弹琴如果弹了，这个唱的人总比弹琴的要慢半拍。
And we see that those people are singing, they often are out of step with the pianist.
所以你弹得慢了，唱的人就死洋怪气了，一点精神都没有。
And if the pianist plays very slowly, and then the whole atmosphere is quite deadening.
其实那些都是一种敬拜，献给神的，不是唱给自己喜欢不喜欢。
And indeed, when we sing, we should be singing to the Lord, and not just singing to just please ourselves.
那么这个主席呢，他上去祷告，很多一开始祷告，主啊，求你祝福我，一来就是求求求求求。
And then a lot of people, when they're starting to pray at the services, they just concentrate on asking and asking God.
其实主席开始的祷告是把弟兄的灵、弟兄姊妹的灵抬起来，那抬到宝座上，一同来敬拜。
Indeed, the person who is starting the prayer should bring everybody to the throne of grace all together.
所以这个不是一个很普通、很简单的事情。
And so this is not a very simple thing.
必须要预先在神的面前好好的祷告，准备自己的心，特别做主席讲道的人。
And those people who are participating in the service particularly should be praying about this, their functions there.
如果不会祷告，宁可在聚会之前拿几篇诗好好来读，让诗篇的灵感动你，让你祷告能够发出那个赞美的精神出来。
Well, if they have difficulties there, they could start reading the Psalms and try to get into the Psalms and the attitudes and of the prayers.
这样在主日聚会真是一个分别为圣、跟主见面的一个机会。
So this is a separation unto holiness, and we can really see the Lord there.
让大家心里面都 在做礼拜之后有所得回去。
And so they will, people will come to the church services, will then obtain something.
啊，我们时间已经过，对不起，我们结束到这里。
So we will conclude for the moment.
我们请朱四白弟兄祷告。
主啊，我们谢谢你再一次借着你仆人的口将真理向我们分说。主啊，我们深信在许多的事上你给我们一个规范，
主
你没有指点我们许多的细节，
主
但是主你要我们用我们的智慧凭着你的教导，我们就能够明白你的心意，怎么样子在凡事上讨你的喜悦。
Amen.
所以主啊，我们谢谢你，你是充满智慧的。你没有把那些细节定规下来，你就是要我们能够从这些大的规模里的去摸着你的心。主啊，求主让我们在对你的侍奉、对你的敬拜上都能够运用你所赐给我们的智慧，你所给我们的一些原则来摸着你的心。好叫你在我们一切所做的事上都能够得到欢心。主啊，我们真是谢谢你，你这几天已经丰丰富富的赏赐了我们。主啊，我们为着未来的这一天多的时间，我们在线上祷告，我们深信主你的荣耀更要在我们当中彰显。主，我们巴不得讲的人、听的人、我们在这里侍奉的人都能够把主耶稣基督在这里高举，因为他是我们所敬拜的，他是我们到此地来聚集的一个原因，唯一的原因。愿主在我们当中能够被高举，感谢赞美主。主，当我们分离的时候，也求主继续保守我们。这是保守我们的心怀意念，让我们不因为我们不聚会我们的心就低沉，让我们的心能够继续因为主耶稣基督的缘故而高举。感谢主，靠耶稣基督的名。
阿门。